This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Oh, man. You're insane.
Dude, I got so much music today.
You have so much music?
Oh, yeah. So much different music, too. One we're going to put away for good, I feel like.
Oh, wow.
Because one of our favorite shows already did. So we might as well, too.
Hmm.
I ain't gonna spoil it for you because I might not.
It ain't right to tease me.
I might not keep watching this show because of that.
Oh, you're just a tease.
Get out of here, you tease.
Yeah. I don't know what I associate this with. I think a cruise. Was this when we all went on that cruise? Was this a song then?
They might have played it.
It just reminds me of a cruise, and I
didn't go to Senior Frogs when you guys went, so I don't know if they played it there or not.
If it was for photographs, I wouldn't remember going.
I remember it.
How did I get up there and then get back down? I mean, I was...
Up in that chair?
I was heavy as balls then.
Those Bahamians are like, man, these people are going to come down here and drink. That's all they're going to do is drink.
Well, they were right.
And we will offer them cocaine.
That's true. Like, if you're like a hardcore, like, let's not even say hardcore. Let's just say you don't drink. Do you go on cruises? Do you go to football games? Do you go anywhere?
Sure.
How do you hang out?
Do you hang out with your friends and paint things without the wine?
How do you celebrate milestones and things of this nature?
I remember I asked my cousin, who is a preacher, I was like, this was oddly the day we buried my mom. You know, so everybody's just hanging around. And I was like, hey, man, you're a preacher. Let me ask you a question. At the end of sex, do you not cuss?
God. What? Would you ask him about even coitus?
Oh, we've known him I've known him his whole life. And he just kind of, because the cousin I was asking him with, you know, he's sitting there, yeah, I want to hear this. And my cousin, the preacher, just, like, you know, you crazy, and just walked away.
It'd be funny if you made it as a joke, because you're like, cause I swore I heard you say something.
I mean, you've got... Oh, jeez, man.
I've been awful.
That would have been real bad.
I don't know what's worse, the ancestral connotation or the preacher part.
All of it. All of it was real bad. Yeah, it reminds me of a cruise. I think maybe they use it in a cruise commercial or something.
They have drugs like a...
Jardiance or something.
Oh, yeah, where it's got the gay guys skating and then like in slow motion.
I'm telling you, all the Hey, do you keep up with the Tonys? Because you're into theater and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think some of these dance routines on some of these damn medicine commercials might win a Tony?
Probably. They're pretty good.
These productions, I was like, God, that's better than Rent.
God, yep.
All right. So.
Memories.
I said, hey, can we talk about your family? Or the situation you have in your family? He's like, yes. And all the texts that come in about that are fun. They really are.
I'm afraid to look, to be honest.
It does not involve the loss of life. I will say that.
No, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Might involve me taking a little bit of heat, I would imagine. But
well, I mean.
Maybe me overreacting a little bit, maybe.
Well, no. God, the timing of that was, looking back, the timing of that was very odd to me. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it was, my daughter had to tell me when she turned 18, hey, you don't have to call me every year on my birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I get it.
She kind of took that from you, though, I feel like.
I know. Well, that's why I'm glad she gave me grandsons. Now they continue. Yeah,
she made up for it.
Yeah. That, you know, plus, I mean, like, while we're on that same tip, like, you know, my mom and dad both used to be on the show, so they can't be anymore, so gotta have somebody from the family right. On this
She's
show.
She's like, no, please don't.
Learn to talk, boy.
I know, I might be waiting on number 3 to get here.
No.
you gotta be a little knocking
on anything that looks like wood. Bring your noggin here, Paige.
You have a trio of grandbabies.
No. But today is a big day in your family.
Yeah, my son's birthday is today.
Paige, any ideas?
You don't guess?
Because when people, my friends and stuff, tell me about that, like I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they're like, no, he's going into college this year. I'm like, shut up. He's got to be like 12. No, you're entering college. How old do you think?
I'm going to be offended if you don't get it right.
Is he 21?
He is 21 years old. 21.
He's exactly half your age.
God, I remember when I was 21.
You were going to be a dad.
Yep.
I remember when Jared turned 21, he didn't. I took him out for lunch, and I said, you can order an alcoholic beverage, and he decided not to because he said, I'm going to go do it later on with someone else.
Yeah, you don't want to do it with your mom.
No, you don't, and I was offended, but that's okay.
That's really weird.
See, my daughter was pregnant when she turned 21, so I didn't have to make that decision. And she's not, you know, believe it or not, like even now that she can. She's just old puss when it comes to that. She don't drink. Yeah, that's good, though.
It's better, though.
You know, make sure everything's taken around the farm and everything.
It's funny you mentioned that, Paige, because I was on the offensive. I was kind of thinking that same line.
Yeah.
Not the fact that I was going to take him out for a drink, because I think that's odd, because you have to be a parent. I don't believe in this whole we're friends and then parents and kids at
the
same time.
Well, I offered it because I was taking him to lunch for his birthday, and I said, we can do whatever you want. You're an adult now.
But if he drinks in front of you, he can't, like, cut loose and, you know, da, 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 and then cuss. And
you Dad,
know,
you want to go to a strip club?
Try to hit on girls.
No, I'm not taking him.
You know what? I went to one with my daddy one time. I can say
one
now.
Time? Come yeah, on.
No, it was one time. It was one time. Yep.
I mean, I would be uncomfortable
it was
doing
a
it.
Birthday
but
party. Not his.
No. Do you remember when we would interview Dennis Hoff? Every time he would come on, he'd want to talk about the father and sons that he would get to come in there. And it was always awkward to talk about.
And, yeah, especially the one where the son told Dad that he thought he was, you know, of a different persuasion. And Dad says, no, you're not. I'm taking you to a brothel.
Oh, God.
I'm taking you to see Air Force Amy, see if it changed
your mind. Oh, that's horrid.
That woman would not hush. That's where I hated group phone calls, interviews. Like when you have one, you know, three of us, four of us, sometimes whatever in here, and you're interviewing one person, but then it ends up with three on speaker. Oh, it's like a Zoom call. I hate it.
We're essentially talking about a whorehouse. I mean, Hoff's the only one we could really talk to about it. The other girls are just, you know, kind of working.
Right. But Fat Boy's son has never appeared on this show until now.
What? No, he's not here.
No, he keeps those walls up.
So yeah, I'm not going to.
Probably just as well.
It's a milestone birthday, but I'm not the kind to celebrate like, hey, I'm going to get you a beer. So what I did is I went through and emptied every bit of alcohol in the house. I dumped it. Beers, liquor, bottle of wine. It was all gone.
You chugged it?
Oh, no. I poured it out. Because I don't even drink that much anymore. So I just dumped all of it.
Wasteful. No. You could have had a big party and got rid of it all.
You could have just stuck it outside and had a homeless person give them.
I don't need that.
That don't help society.
Now they got, well, I already got guys that can't cut grass good. They don't need to be out there on the bench and cut it worse.
That's true.
Can't cut grass.
They don't cut it short enough.
Well, if you go too short, you mess up your rotation. You'll lose money.
I guess they want to come back once a week, right? I guess it makes sense from that standpoint. I don't like I don't want to encourage it. The right. fact that, like, I don't want to say it's okay to drink.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
When he turned, well, you have to be 21 to smoke now. I was going to say, like, if it was still 18, you're not going to go buy him a pack of cigarettes.
No, I don't want him to vape either, like, none of that stuff. And I'm kind of, I could still use the card of you live here. You can't do any of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do any of this stuff.
So if he decides to go and have one hell of a party, you're going to be mad?
I ain't going to do it, man.
Like, have you said to him, he and his mom sat down and had a discussion about, all right, listen. Now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does your wife drink at all?
Yeah, she drinks occasionally. But
she's probably pissed hearing this. You tell her you were dumping everything?
No, I just kind of did it on a whim. Like, I feel like I should.
Oh, man.
We're different people, me and him, at the same age. That was a milestone for me, like going to buy my first case of beer on my own. Now he's like, he's not in the mindset, but I don't want to like give him anything to like to tempt him to do it.
Yeah. So
none of that stuff.
I have to watch my boundaries. And if, you know, again, our different boundaries. So if it's something you don't want to talk about, like, have you ever known him to like sneak one or ever, you know, I mean, you know, still a kid going through schooling and all that stuff. Like, life happens.
I suspected it, but it never came up. I think it's one of those I didn't want to admit possibly you could have.
Right.
And then at that point, I was like, well, you know, if this is a possibility, then I need to stop doing it. I need to not have alcohol in the house.
Man, you are like a enigma. You really are. You're like, you come in here on this show and just spew all this whatever. And then, but in real life, though, you're like level-headed, well-mannered.
It's like when you come here, this is like your space to wild out and say whatever. I can make jokes. I can, you know, be crude to people because I usually never see them. I can just say whatever, you know, and just go home.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you just kind of live like a normal existence throughout the rest of the day.
So is part of it like you saw or you know what it can do to people? Or
I mean, that's part of it. Plus, it's like we started off binge drinking in high school. Like, hey, man, let's see how much we can drink. You know, you're a puss if you can't drink a whole case or whatever.
Yeah.
And you really just now, as an adult, when you get older, want one or two, enough to get a mild little buzz, even if that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the beer that I emptied out sat in there for 6 months. It wasn't good anyway, but I'm just like too lazy to drink it, if that makes any sense.
My face on any of those cans?
No. That would be really skunked.
Be real bad.
But exploded too before it got in the fridge.
I had some of that. That was bad.
I can't even make mash out of that right now.
Mine wasn't even alcohol. It was water.
Yeah.
We're going to put your face on the can. All right, let me see it. 3.5%? Okay. I'm not going to get clowned by people on the show.
I thought it was 3.9%.
It was still way less than yours. Wait, set that one up for me. That's how you tell they don't like you. We're going to give you less alcohol.
Please. I thought the one they didn't like was the one they didn't give a beer to.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app.
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Somewhere, Mark Hendricks is very mad.
He's on the on the North Campus today. I imagine. No, today's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
But do they observe that the way like your trash people will and your... And I say trash people, I mean our sanitation workers. Trash people sounds awful.
That sounds like you're putting someone down.
I know.
You're Shout trash.
Out Jay Dizzle and various others. Splashing Blumpkins, our trash man. You talk about like normal schedule. Is it observed?
Yeah, like yeah. Cause here, like
in our
building, like everybody has to be here on Tuesdays at least.
It's the one day out of the week.
Yeah, that's when we see the most people. I would imagine so after that long break. I mean, people are gonna want bagels, right?
Yeah, you know, the more I think about that, it aggravates me. Here's the thing. Why does it aggravate me? I don't like bagels. I don't eat them. I don't eat a lot of bread now at all anymore. And really, when I did, I didn't, because I'm such a weirdo about, like, I get first or second dibs. Otherwise, they've all been fingered around on.
Oh, my.
In the bag.
The way you say that.
But the fact that it's only brought in on the days that they're here.
They used to pamper us,
and
man.
I don't want that. I don't want it. But the fact that it's not even offered, that's...
It's not for us. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but we...
I've been reminded.
We are the people that makes it all possible.
Like, I was let out by the arm before when I was told, it ain't for you. There might be some left over.
That impression's going to get you in trouble.
It was a big spread, too. I'm like,
true.
Look, I know I'm a big dude, but I'm not going to do the damage to what you think I'm going to do.
What do they think? You're going to take the whole thing?
I guess. I'm talking about like the big aluminum trays full of stuff.
That's because they're, you know, look, you remember a long time ago, years and years ago, when we would do that, there would be, you know, like let's say Bojangles would bring by, not the P1,
not
but the
P1
restaurant.
Bojangles. He would, though.
They would bring by like big trays of biscuits and stuff. And you would walk down the hall and you'd look in somebody's office and you'd see like 12 on their desk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not that they were going to eat that many, but they're going to maybe take them home.
I know.
Like, good Lord.
Somebody
Why?
Who you're talking about, when, I don't know if it's the person,
it's
but
gotta
he's
be
like,
the same person.
I'm going to take them home to my dogs. I'm like, what are you doing?
What about the people here that want to get, like, we get first dibs for dogs?
That's why I don't like sharing with people when somebody brings us a lot of food. That now, Paige will offer it up. Like, I'm going to see who wants
that. That's women are so good at that. Like, that's that maternal instinct. Like, Stacy from another station.
Yeah.
When
She's
they have
sweet.
Sponsors or whatever bring them
oh,
food.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's what they didn't want, which is fine.
You get sloppy seconds on food.
You get the sloppy seconds on that. So that's fine. Now, let's get back to your son and you curtailing him ever drinking alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take him out for a drink either.
Don't even look at the text, because a lot of people are saying, and I will speak for them and say, because, like, do you think that...
I know it's not going to be good.
Your son, who's turning... He's 21 now, officially, today.
Yeah, today, officially.
I asked you, I said, do you think he's really never... touched it before, and you said there was one time, but I kind of like ignored it or whatever, and all that stuff.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Was that when he crashed your car?
No, it wasn't then. I had a bottle of Jaeger, and I was like,
talk about words that just turn my stomach when I hear it. I'll still drink it too, but
some of the first like things you would try as far as I know, as the first alcohol you ever tried was Jaeger, and that's like, you know, straight too. This stuff's rough.
Did he add water to it?
I don't know. Like, it never came up. I noticed the bottle was... I didn't open it.
Not
I
know that my we wife ever didn't did open that, it. But...
And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, no. Did he take a drink of this? I don't want to bring it up to him. I don't want to embarrass him. And I don't want to... Like, I don't have the heart to know that he already took his first sip. Because I wouldn't be cool with that.
Maybe he's the one that's having some of the gin out of Paige's office.
Sneaking in.
Paige is marking. Why, Paige? Is it gin?
Yeah, I never open the bottle.
But why do you keep it in your office?
Because that's where it stayed.
You want to take it home?
It just sit there and rot. I don't really.
But so you don't let it sit here and rot? Well, why not give it away? Stacy would have.
She would have.
I don't mind if somebody has it. I don't even care, honestly.
Do you want them to ask you first, I guess?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like, if there's just sips taken out of it, like they're putting mouth to bottle.
But see, my office is locked, so somebody has a key and is going in there with the...
I know.
Somebody with a master key, that's what they call them. I didn't make it up.
Somebody, that boy's son.
Somebody, does he have a master key?
But
he's getting in and sipping it.
Like, how old were you when you literally had your first sip? And like, what's the background on that?
I was probably 12 years old. My mom, I knew she always would... Oh, and I can't believe this is the first one I drink. She would keep Canadian's Hunter's whiskey on top of the fridge in a brown bag, and I knew that's what it was. But I didn't know back then, you know, that's not one of the, like, that's like propping up the shelf as far as liquor goes. So I would sip on that, and I'm like, this is awful.
You didn't have a drunk uncle give you a sip of beer or something?
I had a drunk uncle, but he wasn't cool enough to give me a sip of beer. Gosh, but I did find his bag of porno. I found his bag of porno.
As a funcle, I can tell you that.
And then when we were 15, we all went to, I won't say his name. His name might be Javier. We went to his parents' house. He was living there at the time because he was underage. And we drank their Everclear. And we didn't know what it was going to taste
good
like.
Oh, Lord. That won't stay down.
Oh, you like? I felt like my throat was like going out of my body.
You know, maybe it's, you know, they used to say like when they'd catch, I never saw it happen in real life. It was always on TV when people would get caught smoking and their parents would go buy a carton and make them smoke it, like in the closet or whatever.
And
then a lot of those kids never smoked again. And, like, I think...
Because they got lung cancer by the time they were 18.
Well, I think about, like, you say, like, Everclear, you said Jaeger, tequila. Tequila is such a... tequila. I don't want to say fad, but, like, there are people that, like...
Fad.
Tequila is, like, you know how certain people are with whiskey. Like, I'm a connoisseur, I'm a sommelier, whatever. Listen, I like Americans. But whatever the thing is, I do not care for tequila. I've tried the good, the bad, and the just gross.
Dude, that is the one like people would drink straight, and it's like no hangover.
Tequila?
Our boy Dax loves it. I don't.
Silver, gold, it don't matter. People swear by it. Like, you will not get hungover drinking just straight tequila.
Yeah, you do. You get hungover, you end up naked in a canoe somewhere. It's just bad.
Oh, there's not a story there, is
it? Canoe?
Was it a douche canoe or like a regular one?
No.
It was Tippy Canoe and Tyler too.
I remember going when I was young, going to a wedding and having punch that had alcohol in it, and we snuck it.
So is that, you know what? I was telling somebody
that's
the other day.
The first time I ever drank anything.
Saying that dates you. Punch. And I realized it when I said to myself, punch. Nobody does punch anymore.
No, and there's a reason for it because that happened.
Because people spiking it?
Yeah.
What'd you spike it with?
Urine?
Some beef eater?
It was like a champagne.
Tastes wangy.
Because I was here, you know, in South Carolina, that was big, the punch thing, you know.
Oh, yes. Tanner's Big Orange. Yeah. Miss you.
And then, you know, like... bathtub
I like the green. It was my favorite.
The green.
The wedding the wedding, what is it? It's not a recital. It's a wedding.
Practice?
No.
Dinner?
What's the damn thing called after you celebrate? After
Oh, reception.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wedding reception to have that green punch.
I loved the punch.
Yeah, I loved it. But nobody called. Nobody serves punch anymore.
Nobody does that anymore.
But it didn't taste bad to you.
And nobody. No, I was a kid.
Like how old?
Probably 12.
Damn, same age as you. I got you both beat. I was 10.
I don't want to.
No, I was told to stay away from the punch.
And you ended up naked in a canoe at 12?
No, that's a different story. No.
What's that one?
Yeah, that's one of them. What? I want to make sure you weren't 12 and naked in the canoe.
Did you go to Hookup Lodge?
No.
I did.
She was naked and I was paddling that canoe. That's what she didn't tell you.
Oh my God.
Big old mountain man.
No, that's a different story. Naked in a canoe was when.
That's what I was thinking about. That was after. Kind of looks like a canoe or a jellyfish.
I was an adult at that point.
Like a jellyfish. Stop. I don't know if she saw what you were doing.
I don't know. Like this. No, I was engaged with a man at that point.
Ding dong. Yeah, that kind of thing. Oh, man. So I,
What is bathtub liquor? What was that?
Oh, PJ.
PJ. So, yes.
Yeah. You have a PJ
that
party?
That was punch.
It was kind of like a punch thing.
I drink a Steel Reserve beer. I didn't drink, though. I took a sip out of it. Me and my friend Eddie Joe snuck it out of his daddy's house.
Eddie Joe.
It was in a black can. Like, I'm talking about a steel can. Like heavy. We went and hid it out in the woods. Oh, and you're like, where were woods at Poe Mill? Down near the mill. And
that's a southern story with me and Eddie Joe.
And then, so it was later that day we went and snuck back into the woods to sip it. So it's like 80 degrees. It'd been snowing. Steel can.
And I was beer? Like,
this right here is why I will never drink ever in my life.
It's awful.
But I did.
You must have been puking and pissing at the same time. Sorry.
No.
Puking and pissing.
No.
That's a new country song.
I heard that one.
Miss Country Earls as well.
All chomping and stomping.
Chomping and stomping. yeah.
Oof.
Man. And now she knows. But like, mom, that would have hurt my mom's soul to know that. Like, I remember that the word of prayer she had with me before I went the first week, the first week. Because I went back as a senior freshman. I don't give a damn. I mean, were seniors. I was a freshman in college. I don't care.
People went to multiple ones.
Yeah. And she gave me a brand new Bible on that. Like, take this with you.
Oh.
Wrote a little note in there about don't forget who you are kind of stuff.
And I'm so like, little did she know when she sent you out of the house to tell somebody on the phone that you weren't there, you were going to sit pooch in the woods.
Oh, no. I didn't meet Hooch till later on in life.
Turner, either.
I don't get the reference.
Never mind. It's a movie.
I know. Tom Hanks.
No.
Paige.
Yes.
I want to ask you one question.
Uh-huh.
What you working on the Plex?
Well, an 85-year-old hiker was killed.
Happy birthday to Fat Boy Jr., by the way.
Fat
the
Boy
Austrian
Jr.
Alps. 21. I'll tell you what happened. Next in your eyes, guys. Headline.
Oh, killed?
Man. Yes, he was killed.
Killed. Yeah.
He was killed.
Must have been Scottish. All right, we'll get the answer to that and all your other questions next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, in the Alps, Austrian Alps, there was an 85-year-old hiker that was killed.
Oh, wow.
What could have happened?
A wolf.
Oh, no. He was hiking with his wife in the Alps.
80-year-old people don't need to go hike by themselves.
No.
I feel like.
They were a retired couple.
Hey, look, enough about their education level.
From Vienna. And they were walking their dog.
Their dog's name was Viner.
God, I wish it was.
So they were near a mountain hut in Syria province where 9 cows, including 3 calves, suddenly stampeded and killed the man.
What?
He was airlifted to a hospital in Salzburg, and he died before surgery could be performed.
Cows on a mountain? Just roaming around?
Well, I mean, that's wild to think.
You know, I'm thinking of this like they're like all on the edge, like a ledge, and these cows just come around.
True. Like a mountain can be flat in certain areas, for sure. Wow, that's crazy. You ever seen mountain goats? So those are crazy. Not yourself mounting goats, but mountain goats.
Please don't mount your goats.
I saw the goats where they stand, or where the goat got stranded on the cliff.
Well,
and they had to go rescue
the one you're talking about. Sometimes they'll do like parkour, some of the mountain goats. Like they'll go from ledge to ledge. Like how?
Dude, have you seen the people that sleep on the side of the mountain?
Yes, yes. It's an experience like no other.
Like, I turn
you're lucky you can live to say it.
I don't know if the mountain would hold me up.
I think I would toss and turn and just flop right out off the side of the mountain. I don't just sleep in one position.
I
sleep in doggy sometimes, face down, ass up sometimes.
Really? That's comfortable to you?
Well, I can't I'm making no decision of my own. The brain's deciding it.
It's like you end up that way.
Yeah.
I sleep with a leg off the bed.
My grandson,
is that comfortable?
He wakes up sleeping sideways in the bed.
Teddy Matt?
No.
The other one?
Yeah, he don't sleep Jamie. By himself in the bed.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
I forget he's younger.
Yes. Very much.
He sleep on the couch?
No, once he turns a year, he can come in the house. He's in the barn right now.
I wonder if she got one of those cool cameras on his crib.
My God.
Speaking of that, I got a pregnant goat, and you know what? Yeah, but you know what the weird part is? You ready?
Turkey got her pregnant.
Her dad did.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question. Like, there's
shame
no.
On those
I know.
Girls.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird.
Are you
going to
have
like,
counseling?
I
don't want to be a farmer now.
Yeah, but like, is the baby going to be like cross-eyed or, you know, like...
Does it have one horn in the middle?
One horn. It's going to be a unicorn goat or some kind of thing.
It's
like,
the horns are stuck on its side.
Maybe those... none of mine will faint yet because they... Maybe I'll scream, your dad is your brother.
Your dad is your brother.
They're going to just faint.
Father, daddy, cousin.
Let me see if I can trick her into coming over.
Oh, my God.
My nanny.
Oh, man. Oh, it's awful. It's just weird to think. It's the only possibility.
Oh, gosh, it's so sick.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's crazy. But them things, like, boy, they get childbearing hips when they get pregnant. That's how you know. Like, yeah, it's not, and you're not following their menstrual cycle. You just see, like, God dang, your ass is getting big. You're pregnant.
And milk sacs and start filling up.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know, can you tell when they're in heat or anything ahead of time, or do they act weird?
You got to put your hand back there.
No. So there is.
And you can't separate them?
Do you know that? True? Like, there's, in when it's cold outside, you will see, like, you know how when you breathe outside, you see the what do you call that? Your breath.
Breath, yeah.
Or whatever. You see, like.
Like a fart?
But it's coming for, it's not a fart, though. It's just like.
Pheromones.
Yeah. Like, it's like awful. Advertising. You imagine, like, the animals got it pretty good. Sometimes they go, you know, they do a call or whatever, you know. Sweet! Or they may, you know, just sit there and release a pheromone. And we got to go buy drinks and come up with pickup lines and all this funny
thing.
So,
as far as the family dynamic, once daddy made a baby with daughter, what about mama?
Yeah, keep going. She's next.
What do you mean? Like, does she know that dad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does she kick him out of the car? I don't know if it's the deal?
In their,
like, you need to leave.
Scale of whatever that they realize that, or if it even matters in animals. My honey's clean, daddy.
Yeah, let me check it.
Good.
Double check it.
You're already. None of us wear pants.
Let's come see Daddy Goat for a little bit.
No, I'm a bear in this one.
Oh, no, a big bear. Oh, here comes the bad Daddy Bear. Mm-hmm.
Daddy Goat.
Look at him over there chewing on an aluminum can. Oh, my God. I give him something
so
to chew
hot,
on.
Daddy Goat.
I like that.
Chewing, you think he likes me or not? I don't know. He didn't come up and sniff your butt yet.
No, I'll make my way there shortly.
You do that in America, you get arrested and put on the list.
Not this goat, though.
Yeah, the booty sniffer.
Remember
that guy.
Is there a goat list?
I don't know. You just made a goat list.
You just made the list. These cows, though, did he not hear them say, move?
No. The cows are like, did you hear what that goat did?
Oh, yeah, they're talking crap about the goat in the farm. Your goat's not going to have any friends because it looks kind of creepy now, to be honest with you.
They're going to look at him differently. Like, they're going to look at him sideways. Like,
Chicken's going to be like,
we know what you did last night. You made it with your dog.
I don't have any stumps in my yard, pal.
A stump rope.
That's so
It's
bad.
Just weird. I want to talk to like an animal psychologist and ask him that. If you're one, call in right now. If you're an animal psychologist. You're an animal whisperer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they say, hey, my dad took advantage of me.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's crazy.
Yeah, let's come over here for a second. My good daughter.
Oh, my God.
She's like, what is that noise over there in the corner?
It's so creepy.
It's not daddy at all.
The donkey should have, like, alerted someone.
The donkey should have said, daddy.
Donkey.
Yeah, the donkey's like the watcher, the guardian of everything. Banjo should have said, hey, dude, that's your daughter.
Bro,
going to do that, okay?
We got standards, like, for real.
Like, get off of her.
This ain't Animal Farm.
I wasn't laughing when I was going, hee-haw. I was screaming, no, don't do it. It's your daughter. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
You know what they did? They waited for Banjo to go to sleep.
That's messed up.
Oh, my God.
That is messed up.
I tell you, the other day.
The donkey's asleep. Let's do it.
He was just inside the little barn, the little part of the barn where we'll keep all the hay and everything. And he was laying, like, on the... almost like it was like an ottoman type thing with the hay. And I'm like, I see right now the foundations of a Christmas cantata right now waiting to happen.
I don't know, man. Your goat's a sexual predator.
Well.
He has dreadlocks and what's up with his...
He's the one who looks like he smokes because he pees in his face because he has the, oh, the well, no blonde wonder. Beard.
It's not me that's doing it. I just offer up the face.
So awful.
I'm sorry.
Like, I, he's the one who prefers, like, paper to, like, grass. Like, he'll, like, if trash just blows up, like, if you drop something and it blows out in the yard, he'll run over there and eat it.
Yeah.
But you never see it in their poop. Like, where does the aluminum go?
Yeah, some of the goats you can use it as, like, whole manure.
I don't know. Well, so, yeah, but I told you about some of them the other day. It was like raspberries. You ever seen the old man, Paige?
We didn't have
it was like marbles. But if you step on them and they explode like a blueberry, ah, it's bad.
Is it like a certain game of checkers from a country? I won't call it that because I don't know if it's still PC to call it that.
I don't know. Did checkers come from China? I don't know. I play American checkers, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, I was calling him one, not you.
Let me get some milk.
I don't know what to think about that.
God, you said they were waiting until the banjo went to sleep.
Yeah, they did.
You took it to the next level.
Banjo sitting there one eye.
Banjo would have stopped it. He would have kicked somebody.
She just made a Red Shoe Diaries episode out of goats. Ancestral goats.
God. Well, considering that website she used to have goats, yeah, it makes sense now.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, ancestral goats.
Well, I'm not promoting that or condoning that.
What happens in the barn stays in the barn.
We're going to talk to a nanny today. Keep showing her ninnies to her nephew.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.